Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Early Break on The Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. Jake is back on Monday. This segment brought to you by Kayser Blasting and Coatings.
Jace!
They are proud to serve the general public for blasting and coating for everything from vent covers to lawn furniture and more. No job is too small. Head to KayserBlasting.com for a free quote today. That's Kayser Blasting and Coatings. KayserBlasting.com. For that free quote today.
Mechanical engineering, Chase, handling the entire setup. They have a campus, Swim. They have an entire campus. The Kayser campus is down behind Warm Cookie. on what is that on? We said on 9th Street. Is that right?
I'm going to say 7th.
7th Street. Yes. But you go by it on 9th, right?
Yes, I would say you're driving on 9th.
And you take a right in behind Warm Cookie. And then that's where the campus is at. It's incredible. Gotcha. It is a place you want to visit, and they can do everything. I saw a vehicle the other day. I go, that looks like it needs to be redone, needs to be blasted. It's aggressive, abrasive blasting. They do it at Kayser.
I love it.
KayserBlasting.com for that free quote today. No job too small, or I would assume no job too big either for our friends.
Correct.
At Kayser Blasting and Coatings. Guys, yesterday this kind of came out of nowhere. I have a lot of thoughts on it, in all honesty. Front Office Sports reported yesterday Barstool CEO Dave Portnoy might be joining Fox Sports' Big Noon Kickoff show.
Wow.
It said that Fox Sports is in conversation with the CEO Dave Portnoy about potentially joining Big Noon Kickoff each week and then hosting Barstool content on Fox Sports 1. This comes just a couple of days after Fox announced that they had let go and parted ways with Joy Taylor, Emmanuel Acho, and then also canceled three shows on Fox Sports 1.
Cleaned house on their daily lineup.
This was the quote from Portnoy on Twitter when the rumors started circulating. He said, "These are nothing more than rumors at this point. However, we're having conversations." Ooh. But all the crying from Columbus, because he's a Michigan fan, all the crying from Columbus, Ohio, is making me feel like it's Thanksgiving Day weekend again, and Michigan is beating a hapless Buckeye team into the mud for the billionth straight year.
We heard you guys got distracted
by a car out there.
There was a truck. I'm going to guess it was probably in this about 71 dualies. It looked incredible. If he could whip around the block, I would love to see that one more time.
That was listening to us. I can tell you that. Bill Portnoy. This is amazing.
Can I just say something very strong? I hate this.
Ooh.
I hate this idea.
Why?
Wow, that's strong.
So here's the thing.
Why?
These shows on ESPN and on the big networks, Fox Sports now included.
Saturday morning shows?
It used to be when they were created about analysis, about in-depth conversations.
Listen to you.
And
oldster.
Ever since, I mean, honestly, this is, let's call this what it is. This is Fox Sports equivalent of Pat McAfee on ESPN.
Yeah, 100.
That's the first thing I thought of.
This is them trying to combat ESPN trying to shove Pat McAfee down our throats. Like, Pat McAfee was involved in the Major League Baseball All-Star game the other day. Who cares? Mm. You have.
Okay, now swim.
Swim's coming at it.
I'm going to be honest.
It's
This is the perfect representation of big media or like big sports television now companies, to where they invest all of their money into these personalities,
right?
And then they throw them on every single thing, whether it provides an entertainment angle or it provides an informative angle. And what it used to be is a lot more informative than anything.
Now
and
it's now more entertainment.
It's more about, can we say the most outlandish takes? Can we? I mean, if you think Dave Portnoy is going to be up there talking about X's and O's,
no, you're crazy. No,
no, it's going to say stuff that's going to attract things on social media, and it's going to be blown out of proportion. But that's what sells now, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Is there room for both? Isn't there room for both? Like, there's room for oldsters like me and Bill just to say, I just want to watch what Urban Meyer has to say. Portnoy's going to do his silly stuff. McAfee's going to do his crazy stuff.
Well,
but there's still Nick Saban sitting there with Fowler, you know.
I mean, I think through producers, I'm sure there's time. It's like, hey, let's not jump in the middle if all of a sudden Saban's given a detailed, incredible analysis. That's not the time to jump in with something that is outlandish and we think is hilarious. But the one that's hard for me is like you just said that McAfee was at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know on this show we do talk about a lot of, we talk about everything. That's part of the deal. But it's always like it's like, okay, he's football. Then all of a sudden he's at baseball.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
On NBA playoffs at the Indiana Pacers games.
Yeah. But was that affiliated with, was that his own
Not initially, and then once clip got went viral on social media, and then ESPN was like, hey, we're going to have you start doing stuff from the Pacers.
Oh.
So then it like it turns into things. But it's frustrating because I think you said it. Is there room for both? I think in an ideal world, there is. However, we've seen at ESPN where they started, they fired and let go former football players that were on shows, the David Pollocks of the world. And I'm not saying David Pollock was anything crazy, but I'm saying that the guys that bring strictly an informative analysis angle to it, they moved on from, so that way they could slide guys like personalities.
Also in the NCAA, when they announced the field of 68, and all of a sudden, it's Jay Billis and Saban talking through like with the teams.
That'd be good.
It'd be like, you would? No, well, I don't want Saban talking about basketball.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's why my point is. So I like when people are very when it gets to like the in-depth analysis. I mean, we don't want Urban talking about doing the MLB, do we?
No.
I mean, we want to hear about what he has to say on this.
No,
on
I don't.
This phase
no,
of
I know
it.
Saban. Of course, you don't want to talk about basketball, but.
So I like when people when the experts stay experts
in their lane
in their area. Now that also can, like I said, there's times when we do talk about all sports on this show, and we keep it very simple. But and I think also we don't act like have it all figured out. When all of a sudden it's like when I'm talking about the NBA salary cap, where it's like, okay, I understand it. Do I really know it? No, I don't.
Hmm. Huh.
So there's that. I just thought that was really interesting. I'm getting some backlash for my comments.
It's okay, Swim.
Which I'm fine with it. Corey and Lincoln says, I love it. It's a great move by Fox. It's always been a mix of analysis and entertainment. I think, though, however, if you have quality analysis, that provides its entertainment level for you.
There's something to that, but the entertainment level is just analysis. Like that, me and Steve have talked about listening to some radio, and they're just analysis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just listened for like an hour and a half, and it's like, well, I mean, I was like,
it can almost be too much. Yes, absolutely.
It can be too much.
There's a line, though.
But if you have it, all depends on how it. If it's real simple, if there's chemistry, there's chemistry, and because you can't manufacture that. And it seemed as if McAfee on game day still there was still pretty good chemistry.
Yeah,
it was never like, boy,
there
this is super awkward.
No.
It's like, no. Because Saban was the one who made the chemistry because he embraced McAfee.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like one show they were talking about that, I don't know where they were at, and McAfee was feeding Saban steak with his hands. Right. And they were laughing about it, like, okay, some little simple thing like that. And it was like, there was chemistry. It's kind of funny. So I wouldn't rule out the Fox move until I see it.
Yeah.
And to see how it goes.
You might be pretty good. McAfee, I don't know.
The one thing that Pat also has over Portnoy is that he played. Like there's that angle to it as well, where Pat can be very much
Pat
McAfee.
Go straight Pat.
Well, okay, so McAfee. Okay, so let me rephrase.
Pat.
No, Pat.
McAfee is played. He played a very successful career as a special teams player for the Indianapolis Colts. He played. This is why I don't understand the move, because there's what does he bring other than just
Portnoy?
Outlandish.
Just being
takes.
Outlandish, yeah. Kind of vulgar.
And that tells me what angle you want to take on it.
All
as a
I know is that he's the owner of Barstool.
Big sports fan.
I've never heard him.
So Michigan fan.
So I have no idea. So I can't make a judgment because I have never listened to him.
I've read some
Barstool stuff.
How would you
obviously
describe him?
Yeah.
Like he's
have you heard him swim? Like talk
very often.
Yeah, really? I've seen him a lot.
Okay, I've not seen him.
Kind of funny. He's sort of outlandish. Serious sports fan. That's about it. Rich, yeah. Very,
very, very well.
Now McAfee, I don't know. I've never
from a business standpoint, you can't blame him because he's getting. If this deal goes through, his content will now be on Fox Sports 1.
I'm trying to
size
up.
So from a business standpoint, it's brilliant. But from a corporate standpoint, from Fox Sports' angle.
I'm trying to size up where you stand on McAfee, Bill.
What do you think right now? I'm like, I don't really like it. I kind of like it. I don't mind it too much. I flip back and forth. I watch Fox more than I watch Game Day.
Okay, interesting.
And so, but I go. I'll watch some of it though. I'm never like going. Oh, I've never turned it on. I hate it. No, I go back and forth. I like to try to catch if Saban's talking. I want to hear what he has to say, whether it's just being general or what I like to hear what he has to say. But I really like Fox. I'm a big fan of.
I think McAfee. If I was an executive, my thought on McAfee would be he's going to be good for a couple years, but this isn't going to last long. He wears you out. He's going to wear his shtick is very limited.
Well, you also
it's
remember
a very limited shtick.
It was interesting. It was interesting last year on game day there was contract disputes later in the season. McAfee's contract hadn't been renewed for the following years at ESPN.
Yeah.
And so he didn't show up to game day for a couple of weeks. It was like a whole thing. And they ended up re-signing him because Kirk Herbstreit spoke out and was like, we need him. We want him on as part of this. And other things came down. The pipe. So just interesting thing that came out from front office sports yesterday afternoon. The spillover is next as we get you ready for the drive here on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast.
which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.